The Sweet Smell of Success. Updating Chanel's Timeless Fragrance Number 5.
The influence on France on global fashion is undeniable. Chanel made perfume a fashion statement unto itself, and Chanel Number 5 a symbol of French style. As part of our special Eye on France coverage, Fionnuala Sweeney previews the new version of the legendary scent ahead of its launch later this year.
Contained in these bottles, the sweet smell of success from one of France's most iconic exports. It's 87 years since Chanel's original Number 5 first filtered through the nostrils of Paris society. And in today's global market, worth an estimated $34 billion a year, it remains the world's best-selling perfume. The company won't disclose sales figures, but at $100 for a 50-milliliter bottle, they have to be substantial.
It's a fragrance that uses the best ingredients, and then the smell of it, whatever you might find in it, remains mysterious. There is a mystery, and I think that 5 has this quality.
Number 5 was first released in 1921. It was the vision of legendary couturier Gabrielle Coco Chanel. Together with master perfumer Ernest Beau, she molded fashion with fragrance and revolutionized the industry.
Mademoiselle Chanel was the first couturier to create a fragrance. Number 5 is the grammar of her style.
Mademoiselle Chanel died in 1971, but her legacy has been meticulously cared for, particularly when it comes to her cherished Number 5. The precise formula remains a closely guarded secret and completely unchanged from the original. For generations, the key ingredients of rose and jasmine have been harvested from the same fields outside the southern town of Grasse.
This is extremely concentrated rose. And I think in the smallest bottle, Number 5, there's at least an extract of a dozen roses. Another example is iris root. And it might not look very exciting, but when the lid comes off this, the power is absolutely incredible. And this is currently the most expensive ingredient, I would say, in perfumery. What is this? It's about $80,000 a kilo.
Each bottle is hand-finished and therefore unique. Sealed with a strip of ox bladder, a cotton bow, and a wax stamp. Steeped in tradition, this is not a perfume to be meddled with. So this autumn should see quite a stir in the department stores. Sitting in Mademoiselle's old apartment, Jacques Polge, the current master perfumer at Chanel, has dared to create what will be only the fourth interpretation of the original. Number 5, Eau Première.
I would describe as a light, fresh, transparent version of Number 5.
And the idea is that this new version is going to last well into the future. And Mademoiselle Chanel, one of her key codes was in fact timelessness.
We are in the fashion world, but we are trying to obtain fashion that doesn't get out of fashion.
These days, most perfumes come and quickly waft away. Few linger in the memory. Whatever the success of the new version, the original will continue its journey of seduction. Not everyone can afford a designer dress, but with just a few drops of perfume, every woman can claim a little of Coco Chanel's timeless style.